Thank you, Madam Chair. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, let me first thank both FAO and UNEP and WHO, for their hard work and congratulate them for making ICN2 such a success. UNEP welcomes the final ICN2 outcome document, which addresses malnutrition holistically from a multi-sectoral perspective and through a systems approach. UNEP is very pleased with the recognition by member states of the importance of a food systems approach to improve sustainable nutrition from production to consumption. And it is satisfying to see the importance placed on sustainability and resilience in addressing malnutrition in all its forms. I am referring specifically to paragraphs 14E, M and N of the Rome Declaration. There are two key aspects of sustainable nutrition we would like to draw your attention to. The first is enabling healthy and sustainable diets during what we call a global nutrition transition, where food availability, diversity, quality, and lifestyles are rapidly changing. Addressing the dual burden of obesity and underweight, as well as the environmental pressures of wide adoption of resource-intense and energy-dense diets, will require, in our view, a systems approach to effect meaningful change. Secondly, the reality that 805 million people go hungry, while a third of food is lost or wasted globally, is a critical lever for action. UNEP strongly supports the commitments to action of the Rome Declaration and is very pleased to have a commitment on paragraph 15C to enhance sustainable food systems by developing coherent public policies from production to consumption and across relevant sectors to provide year-round access to food that meets people's needs and promotes safe and diversified healthy diets. Indeed, this commitment is in line with UNEP's vision for sustainable food systems and of the Sustainable Food Systems Program of the 10-year framework of programs on sustainable consumption and production, the development process of which FAO is currently leading in close collaboration with UNEP. The program will, inter alia, raise the awareness and understanding of sustainable food systems from production to consumption and provide the tools to stakeholders, both public and private, to reorient current food systems towards improved nutrition, economic and environmental outcomes. Sustainable food systems are key to ensuring sustainable development. They may be defined as systems that facilitate production and consumption of sufficient, nutritious food in an affordable way while conserving the natural resources and ecosystems on which food systems depend and enhancing resilience to climate change. The transition to more resilient and sustainable food systems therefore concerns all of the interconnected activities that go into producing and consuming food. Producing, processing, transporting, storing, marketing and consuming of the food. This systems approach is therefore rooted in an understanding of these linkages, the interactions among them and the policy levels and options available for all actors in the sector. UNEP appreciates the Member States' recommendation to bring the ICN2 Rome Declaration and Framework for Action to the UN General Assembly. This indeed will be powerful not only towards maintaining the attention of the global community on nutrition for the next decade, but also for ensuring regular global monitoring of progress and accountability with respect to the ICN2 commitments. We call on Member State champions to take the lead in adding an ICN2 point in the UN General Assembly agenda as soon as possible. Finally, Madam Chair, we are grateful for the Member States' acknowledgement of the important role that the UN system can and should play in working effectively together to support national and regional efforts in addressing malnutrition. In this regard, UNEP is pleased to announce that we aim to join the United Nations Standing Committee on Nutrition. UNEP wants to ensure that the environmental aspects are fully integrated into the nutrition work of this important committee, and we welcome the enhancement of UNEP's work through the expertise and knowledge on nutrition that the UNSEN will be able to provide to us. In doing this, we can seize the opportunity for working together for better results and act as one UN. Thank you very much.